Hey guys and girls, what's up? Welcome in to another episode of Behind the Sign Acting Advice. My name is Jesse Daly. I am an actor and a performer, currently living in Santa Monica, California. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I truly appreciate each and every one of you. We are certainly a close-knit community as actors, and I just really appreciate all of you being here. My podcast today has to do with two tips and suggestions for you as we continue to move along into 2021 and the entertainment industry, and as we continue to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. We've had a wild beginning of this new year, right? But I have to say that as a Democrat, I am very happy and proud of Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, and Vice President Kamala Harris. And I'm so excited to see what they have to and their administration can offer to our country here in America. But even to all of my Republican friends who are listening, I hope that we all can, be united and come together, and be strong and be happy. So I just want to mention that. Really, the first suggestion that I wanted to lay out here has to do with you as a performer. I always mention how important it is to embrace your individuality, but it cannot be stated enough or stressed enough. You are one of a kind, guys and girls. When you go in for an audition, you're not playing, a character that the casting wants you to play. They want to see what you individually can bring to the role. That's what makes you so unique. There's a million people in the entertainment industry, and but there's only one of you. So always, always, always remind yourself how special you are and take pride in your uniqueness. I have a bit of a stutter sometimes, and you know what? It works for some roles. I actually got cast really because of that. There was a quirky character in a movie called Bikini Spring Break. It was basically a smaller budget American Pie. Let's put it that way. And I played the character who was the boyfriend of one of the girls, and he was a quirky little dude named Craig. And I was just myself, and I got the role. And that's happened multiple times. And I just want all of you to really appreciate and value who you are as a performer, because that is what separates you. You can be the best and most trained actor in the universe, but there's still going to be no one that is exactly like you. So keep that in mind. That's the first suggestion. Second suggestion has more to do with the state of where we're at in the pandemic and the entertainment industry. And it actually also has to do with a personal story that I want to share. The suggestion is to make sure you're comfortable with everything that you're, doing and auditioning for and filming these days. I live in, California, as I mentioned, and we've got, another variant of the coronavirus that's circulating. And, I'm sure if you've been following this COVID-19 pandemic, you are aware that there are, emerging mutations of the virus that may or may not, but looks like it is very likely, to create a more highly transmissible version of this virus, meaning that we're in this for a while longer, unfortunately. And now, right around the time when that news broke, I was asked to be an extra in a project. I made a pretty good income doing background work on all sorts of productions, commercials, TV, films, you know, in addition to principal work. But, you know, extra work was a lot of fun, really, you know. It was tedious sometimes, of course, but I made a lot of friends and a lot of great people, and it was good money before the pandemic, right? Well, this was the first time that I was really asked to do this, and I had signed up for it, and you know, I just had a feeling, of course, I could use the money, it'd be great, but I had a feeling inside that I just wasn't that comfortable with it. And so I let, you know, my contact, my friend know that, you know, I was unfortunately just not too comfortable with putting myself in a situation on set that was gonna, you know, make me feel uncomfortable. Now, I felt bad about doing that. I never like to cancel anything. But my point here, guys and girls, is you gotta go with your gut. We were going to be tested for the virus before set, and on set we would be not wearing masks, is what I presume. I wasn't actually verified about that, but you know, I don't think there's many commercials and TV shows that are being filmed that everyone has masks on the whole time. Regardless, you know, I'd be around a lot of people that I have not been around for a long time, and people that I don't know too well. I've taken this virus really seriously, so you know. Even with those precautions in place, at the time, and with this new variant of the virus, I just didn't feel too comfortable, and that's okay. I'm just letting all of you out there know this, that you gotta feel comfortable for you, not, you know, not just for the money, not to keep other people happy that, you know, might cast you on something, your agent or whoever. Do what feels right for you. Now, certainly, you know, it's one thing if you know, you're certain that you're completely safe and everything, and maybe that's not a reality. Maybe we just have to all accept that there's always going to be a risk, right? But the point I'm making here is if it feels right for you, go ahead and do it. But don't feel bad about, you know, holding off until things are a little more under control. California is still really, you know, reeling from this this latest surge of the virus. So it's still pretty tough out here. You know, there are other places that are bad too, but California's had it pretty rough. So it's just something I wanted to mention. Don't do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. And by the way, that goes for everything in the industry. You know, I mean, there were times when I was asked to, you know, if I'd be comfortable in like a swimsuit or, yeah, like that would be fine. But nothing beyond that. You know what I mean? Like, I was never willing to do like anything beyond just like my shirt off or whatever. You know, that's just personally how I felt. So the point I'm making here is, guys and girls, you have to feel comfortable about every choice you make in the entertainment industry, and that includes during the pandemic. So be safe, wear a mask when you can't socially distance. Please follow me on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/JesseDaily. Instagram is JesseDaily47. Twitter is at JesseDaily. I read and I respond to all my comments. I really like to meet and, you know, or, you know, virtually meet my followers and my who I consider to be my friends. So please reach out. All right, guys and girls, be safe out there, and lots of love and peace out.